A change of heart, a change of mind, what would set you right again? Poor people gathered in your shacks, look up at that mighty symbol of America, the Washington Monument, that pure, hard, white erection. Now raise both arms in the air and shout, Hallelujah, Lottie Lottie, Mother of God, Our Father which art in heaven, Maulana Asharma, Oral Roberts. I clamp my head between my hands and wonder, could it be that in the year 1968, a faith-healing contest between the Maulana and the Reverend Roberts was actually seriously proposed?
And now it's time for Faith Healing, live from Nairobi City Auditorium with your host, Dick Kenyatta.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And have we ever got a card for you tonight? Whoa, Nellie! Boy, this is the best of them. And these same two fellas are going to be in a tag team faith healing match here Friday night. Remember now, there's no TV on this event, so call for your tickets right now, Mombasa 97151. That's MO 97151, and there's plenty of operators standing by. Don't forget the girl faith healers and the midgets will be here Friday, too. And we'll have more about that big faith healer tag team in just a minute. But now I see they're ready for tonight's event. So let's go down to the ring and my good friend, Jomo Lennon.
All right, faith fans, coming up now, the main event of the evening for the Faith Healing Championship of the World. And now being helped into the ring, 50 incurably ill sickies from Addis Ababa, Khartoum, Uganda, Tanzania, and Washington, D.C. Healing out of the white corner from Ciudad La Cunha, Mexico, wearing a pinstripe Brook Brothers suit, a licensed naturopath, he insists we call him Dr. the popular Bobby Clam Sleep. His opponent, healing out of the black corner from Valley of the Ill Wind, Zambia, wearing a tiger skin, saber-tooth pair of culottes, and swishing a 12-handled zebra-tailed fly whisk, a genuine, unsimulated witch doctor, Maulana Scrunkenhead Ungawa.
Thank you very much, Jomo Lennon. Well, both men are kneeling in their corners now in an attitude of prayer. Say, get the doctor up here. I want to talk to the doctor. These men are kneeling in their corners now as they no doubt get instructions from the referee for this event. Come on in here, doctor. This Ungawa's a powerful fellow. They say that he once healed a dead man back to life in Kansas City, and there are some healers who feel that he should have been barred for life. As you heard my good friend Jomo Lennon tell you, there are 50 incurably ill people there in the center of the ring for this event, and we have with us here in the booth now Dr. Moslem Barnyard of the TransKenya Charity Hospital. Doctor, I understand you rounded up all these poor devils for tonight's event.
That's right, Dick. We rounded up all these poor devils for tonight's event.
Now, all these people are incurably ill, is that right?
That's right, Dick. Actually, all of these people are incurably ill.
Wonderful! Now, in just a moment... Whoo, hey, get that camera down on the ring! Hey, something's happening down there! Oh, no! Come charging out of his corner before the bell even rung, and he started grabbing those poor devils by the head one by one off. This is terrible. Get that microphone on down there.
Heal, heal, heal.
Oh,
heal,
he's a madman. He's
heal,
taken Ungawa heal, completely by
heal,
surprise.
Heal,
Ungawa's
heal,
just standing
heal,
there wide-eyed.
Heal,
go
heal,
wait a minute.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna.